Federal dollars account for almost 30% of the state budget in the current fiscal year, more than $26 billion. A lot of that money is spent here, in the center of state government. There's also the money that isn't funneled through the state. Although the federal government doesn't spend as much per person in Texas as many other states, Texas still took in more than $200 billion in 2009. Dr. Jim Lesage is an economist at Texas State University in San Marcos.
The federal government spends money in numerous ways. They support our airport, they contribute to roads and highways and health and Social Security payments and so on. So there's no doubt that those reductions will also impact Austin.
Who knows where the Congress will tighten the belt next year, but with its large military presence, Texas would certainly feel any reductions in spending on the armed services or military contractors. Reductions in spending might also be felt locally, given UT's history of multi-million dollar federal research grants. So if deep cuts do come down from the feds, are we likely to see it reflected in our local economic growth?
We logically would, although I think in comparison to the state, it wouldn't be very large.
John Hakanyos is president of TXP, an Austin-based economic consulting firm. He says inevitable state budget cuts are going to be the main driver on the public sector side.
Proportionately, the state is a much bigger deal. And we're not talking about the kind of severe cuts at the federal level that are at least being kicked around at the state level at this point. So, yeah, there could be an impact, but I think the order of magnitude would be different than what might actually happen with the state.
Despite cuts at both the state and federal level, some think the focus won't be on cuts at all.
I think that all this talk about discretionary spending on the federal side and kind of the programs, et cetera, that's not where the real big money is.
Don Baylor is a senior policy analyst at the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a progressive state policy think tank based in Austin. The big money, he says, is in the federal tax code. He expects Congress to revamp tax exemptions and loopholes to increase revenues.
The battle is really going to be about what is our tax code going to look like and how is our tax code going to prepare us for economic growth and also deficit reduction at the same time.
President Obama is expected to unveil his budget proposal for the next fiscal year by February, but you can bet every dollar of that budget on it getting some serious pushback from a Congress with a newly rejuvenated and Tea Party-inspired Republican contingent. And, of course, Congress still hasn't passed a budget for the current fiscal year that began in October, so it could be a long time before we know exactly what's coming. Matt Largie, KUT News.